The Altar of Kelm tells us that all the Yesedis and Avodas Hashem can be gleaned and learned out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Certainly we know the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy tells us the Yesedis of Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's so essential to our Yiddishkeit that Rav Volbl would say that every Yid should know it by heart. But more specifically, we find that the Sfarim compare Pare to the Yetzer Hara. We know from the Maseilas Yesharim, the Maseilas Yesharim says that's one of the tactics of the Yetzer Hara is to make people busy. Just like we find Pare told the Yidin, Tichbar ha'avoid al anoshim al yishu b'divrei shoker. Make it so busy for the Yidin that they won't have time to think about being set free. So to the Yetzer Hara tries to make Yidin busy and get caught up in their lives to the extent that they don't have the ability to think about their Avodas Hashem. Because he knows if they would take some time to think about their Avodas Hashem, immediately they'd set themselves on the right path. So I think that one of the Yesedis that we can learn from Pare in Parshas Va'era and Boy is something that's really mind-boggling. Pare, he's told and warned about the first Makkah, and it comes exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu said. The second Makkah, the third Makkah, the fourth Makkah, and it keeps on coming. Moshe Rabbeinu is batting 1,000. Exactly as he says the Makkah is going to come, that's exactly when and how it comes. So why is Pare fighting it? Why is he refusing to let the Yidin go free? Not only that, as we read in this week's Parsha, his servants, they all tell him, Haterem teda ki ovdu Mitzrayim. Don't you know, don't you realize that Mitzrayim is going under? How could you keep on being so stubborn and not letting the Yidin go? Don't you see what's happening to the whole Mitzrayim? And Pare just ignores. We know that Hashem, towards the end of the Makkah, is Hashem hardened his heart. But certainly at the beginning of the Makkah, that was not that way. And even at the end of the Makkah, when he hardened his heart, we know that Hashem doesn't take away his Bechira, though those that explain that he just took away the Siyata Deshmaya. However, Pare had the ability to set the Yidin free had he really wanted to. But nevertheless, he doesn't. He's stubborn and he refuses to capitulate. And the question is, what's the pshat? Says Reb Leib Chasman that we see a big yesod here. We see that a person, when he's involved in something, when he's dedicated to something, that he's willing to fight till the end. Pare, he was warned by his servants, by the Chartumim, Etzba Elikim, that's already after the third Makkah, when they were not able to bring out the Kinim, they tell him, Etzba Elikim, there's no way to fight against it. And he keeps on fighting. Now, at a certain point, he realizes that he's going under. And he realizes that all is lost. But nevertheless, he's got to fight till the end. Once he's already in the fight, once he's already battling, then he's going to battle to the end. Even though he knows that he's wrong. Even though that he knows that it's to his detriment. Even though he knows that Mitzrayim is going under. Nevertheless, he's going to fight to the end. That's maybe a midah that most people have that we can learn from Pare. It's the inability to capitulate to the truth. For example, a person has a chavrusa and they're arguing a point. Back and forth, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, going back and forth. And then all of a sudden, Reuven realizes that Shimon has a better pshat in the Gemara, in whatever it is that they were discussing. But he's so involved in the pshat, and he doesn't want to agree to capitulate to the truth. He doesn't want to agree to his chavrusa, that he just keep on arguing. He realizes that his friend is right, but he'll just keep on arguing until the end. Once he's in the fight, once he's in the disagreement, he's going to keep on arguing. It happens with spouses, a husband to a wife to husband. They could be discussing something, they could be disputing a point, or an idea. One has one idea, and the other one has another idea, and at a certain point, one realizes that the other idea is better. But this inability to give in, it's not just that you don't want to be wrong. It's just you've been fighting for your position for the last 10 minutes or 15 minutes or sometimes a week or 2 weeks or sometimes a month or sometimes a year. And you're not ready to let go. And therefore, you'll keep on fighting even though you realize and recognize that the other person is possibly right. This applies in many different areas of life and interpersonal relationships. But even more so, it's very common in a person's own Avodas Hashem, Beino Levein Atzmai. There's one of the well-known personalities in the Mir was Reb Nachum Stillerman, who was nifter this past week. He was famously known as the man with the plan, as dubbed by Rabbi Friend, by one of the Sima Shasses. Why was he called the man with the plan? Because when he was 70 years old, he made a plan to chazer Mesecha Shabbos, I think it was, numerous times with the Cheves Shas Chazar program of five Chazaras and a bunch of other Sfarim along with Mesecha Shabbos. And he went to Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel and he asked him, is this a good plan? And Reb Nosson Tzvi said to him, he says, it's a beautiful plan, but it's not a good plan. Because your plan should include not just one Mesecha, it should include the entire Shas. So Reb Nachum says, the entire Shas, he's already just turned 7 years old, with Chazaras and everything. It's going to take him years, decades. Reb Nosson Tzvi says, come back with the new plan. Sure enough, he comes back with hundreds of pages of schedule, daily schedule, to finish Shas over the course of 22 years with 5 Chazaras and many other Sfarim alongside the learning of Shas. He comes back to Reb Nosson Tzvi, says, is this a plan? He says, oh, that's a plan. That's a plan. So sure enough, he started out, when he was 7 years old, he started out day by day. Used to see him checking off every single day. At a certain point, he realized that probably better for his learning would be to spend more time in the same limud, to spend more on the echos than on the kamas. To get what he's learning with a greater tfisa, with a more deeper and profound understanding, than to learn more mesechtas. So what's he supposed to do though? He especially, everybody knows he's the man with the plan of finishing Shas. So he went to go ask his Rebbe. And his Rebbe said, yes, in a chanami, you should switch. Switch and go to a new program, a new track. And that was the point that was mentioned by his Levaya last week in front of the Yeshiva Smir, was that was even a bigger godless. The bigger godless is to be able to, the man who's known throughout the world as the man with the plan, but if it's more important, if it's necessary for his avodas Hashem to switch that plan and to take a new track, then he's willing to do it. Then he's willing to do it. He's recalculating and realizing this is what's better. And I've been may have been doing something for 5 years, for 10 years, but this right now, this is what's better for me. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be able to switch in. That's the don't to be able to capitulate and give in and recalculate your path in avodas Hashem. That's the ability to take avodas Hashem to the next level, not to just continue with what you've been doing and cruise control along the path that you've been going, but rather to rethink and decide, is this the way that I should be going? Many people, they've been learning a certain way, or they've been dealing with a chelik of the avodas Hashem in a certain way, and they just are not willing to switch it. They've been doing it for so long. And sometimes, actually, it's in a beneficial way that they've been keeping to the same track. But nevertheless, there are certain scenarios that a person has to capitulate. And one of those stories was mentioned on a Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation Tisha B'Av event of a group of boys that was once traveling to a chasana. And they realized sometime along the way that they're not going to make it to the chasana hall with time to daven mincha. So they were going to pull off the highway and find a place to daven mincha. But they realized if they do that, their detour is going to cost them with a chuppah. They're not going to be able to be there by the chuppah of their good friend's chasana. So they didn't know what to do. They called up the Rosh Hashiva and they asked him, what should we do? So the Rosh Hashiva told one of the boys, he says, the boy who called, he told him that you should daven b'yechidus and make it to the chuppah on time. Your friend is waiting for you. It means so much for him. This is his day. You have to be there for the chuppah. So one of the boys who was in the car gets on the phone and he says, Rosh Hashiva, I'm 20 years old, and since my bar mitzvah, when 7 years ago, I haven't missed a tefillah b'tzibur even one single time. And I'm not ready to miss one right now. Do I have to miss tefillah b'tzibur to come to the chuppah? So the Rishiva told him, a big insight from Yiddishkeit, he told him, Yiddishkeit is not about streaks. We're not about streaks of how many years we could continue along a certain path. Yiddishkeit is about doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avodas Hashem is. Doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the truth is, streaks are great. Streaks are very important because it gets a person to continue doing the things that he should be doing. And he doesn't want to miss it and he doesn't want to ruin it. However, it can't be that his streak is going to be to his detriment. It's going to be detrimental to his Avodas Hashem. And therefore, if Avodas Hashem requires that he change that streak, then he should put the streak on the side and change for the sake of Avodas Hashem. Recalculate and decide that this is what's important from Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Rishiva was telling them. Is that right now, in a Hanami, you haven't missed that tefillah. But right now it's important that you miss that tefillah b'tzibur, daven b'yachides, so that you'll be able to make your friends chuppah. This is one of the limudim that you can learn from Pari. Recalculate. Is this, yes, I've been doing this. Yes, I've been doing daf yomi for who knows how many years. Should I continue doing that? Maybe I should be learning something else. I'm learning something else. Maybe I should be doing daf yomi. Lav dafka, is it, if you think that there might be a better way to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then hit the button on the GPS and recalculate and see if there might be a better way to do Avodas Hashem.